It's been very exciting over these last few months to make contact with our fellow Catholics in other countries, to receive phone calls and emails from them. Ireland can sometimes, by very definition, being an island, a little bit insular, and we sometimes lose touch with the wider reality of the world that we live in. We've had in the last week emails from the Bishops' Conference in Taiwan, the Bishop of Honolulu, the Ivory Coast, Australia, not to mention Canada, where the last Congress was, and the United States and Britain, all indicating a desire to be present with us. And I hope that we'll be ready to give them a very warm Irish welcome. People will understandably ask if this is the right time for a Eucharistic Congress. And I suspect that perhaps at any time over the last 50 or 100 years, that question might well have been asked. And I can understand it. And it's a very valid question. I believe that the Congress can contribute to the renewal of relationships of trust and self-giving, which have been weakened both by the desire for excessive profit and by the abuse of power, whether in the church or in civil society. It is challenging, as Cardinal Brady mentioned, to host an International Eucharistic Congress, just as it is indeed to host any of the large international events that will take place in Ireland in 2012, such as Dublin City of Science, the Volvo Boat Race, or the Tall Ships. I think it's important, against the backdrop of the awareness that we have of the challenge, both economic and logistical, to be conscious that Irish Catholics year after year donate millions of euro to Trocra, to St. Vincent de Paul Society, to special appeals like Haiti. And I think it's important that occasionally, once perhaps in 30 years, once in 80 years, Irish Catholics have the opportunity to gather together with their brothers and sisters from overseas to celebrate their faith together and to be nourished through the Word and the Eucharist. And to judge by the response of Irish people in recent months, a lot of people share that view.